Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What up?
Anyway, 626, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So now that the big game is over and you're not sure what to watch, at least you got something to drink while you ponder.
Big game's over, but you know what? We're still gonna talk about it because we're gonna hang on to football as long as we can. So I'm gonna rip through some football stories because we got like 6 months of basketball and scores and other things that just aren't as good as football. Gambling. So you think you had a bad day on Sunday because you lost a few bucks to the Bengals, huh? I lost $10. I wasn't too happy about it. What? Remember Jim Mattress, Mac McInvale?
Oh, that's right. I wondered what the update was on him.
I wondered, too. He's the Houston furniture store owner who placed a couple of $4.5 million bets on the Bengals to win. He tied it to a promotion at a store, promising full refunds to anybody who purchased $3,000 of furniture before the Super Bowl on Sunday if Cincinnati won. The Bengals, of course, lost. So his customers are stuck with the bill. He says, quote, "The biggest thing I'm disappointed with is the fact that my customers didn't get free furniture."
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But listen to this, dude. The guy's brilliant. And you kind of wonder, like, dude, how is this guy still making these bets if he's losing this much money?
Yeah.
Although he lost $9 million on the game, the promotion was a huge success, netting him about $20 million in sales.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Dude, no matter what happens, this guy wins. He's figured it out.
All I do is win, 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 you know? No matter what.
I mean, dude, imagine if he won the other way. He probably would have made more than 20.
That's a lot of people buying furniture, man.
So no matter what, I mean, the guy put forth, two bets at 4.5, so $9 million. Guy still came out with 11 mil. He's going to win no matter what. It's brilliant.
You said $20 million in furniture sales?
$20 million in sales. If you bought more than $3,000 worth of furniture in Cincinnati won, you'd get it for free.
Let's see. I'm doing 20 million divided by, let's say, 5,000. Because people may have bought like 3,000 on the nose, but more than likely it was like, oh, okay, well, we have this, but you could add this, 5,000. Let's say $5,000 out the door. Yeah. That means 4,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's not that many people.
Because you try to get that free furniture, and if you're going to get it anyway, why not shoot the die?
That's a pretty good profit margin and return on investment for this guy.
It's insane. So no matter what, Jim Mattress, Mac McInvale, has got it figured out, guys.
What if no one would have purchased the you know, that's what you worry about.
I mean, you are kind of rolling a die, but he knows. He ain't dumb.
Man. That's why he's the mattress king of the Midwest. That's right there. Yeah, right there.
You know? All right, listen to this story, man. Closing minutes, still talking about Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's playoff loss against the Rams last month. Brady threw a touchdown pass to Mike Evans. Evans then gave the ball to a lucky fan in the stands. As long as Brady doesn't change his mind and return to the NFL, that ball, that final touchdown pass of Brady's remarkable career, well, could be worth some fat cash, dude. The lucky fan who got the ball has come forward, and he's already putting it up for auction.
What an
idiot. Experts say $1 million. $1 million right now.
Yeah, that's
where it's going to start.
That's right now, though. Why wouldn't you hold on to it for a year?
Hold on to it, dude.
You know?
Here's the thing. What if Brady comes back?
I
think the guy's maybe smart on this.
No, you're right. Because I was actually going to say, and I'm putting this out, I think I might have told you to mark down a date and time earlier after Brady officially announced it. I think Brady's coming back. I think he's too much of a competitor and still has that in him. Now, if he comes back, if he had a rough season or a rougher season this past one, I could see him quitting. But he's already kind of hinted like, well, I don't know. I'll see how I feel. You know, he's already kind of dropped those little nuggets around. So, you know what? This guy is probably smart.
Maybe this is what's happening. He said, hey, I'm done. I'm going to go hang out with my wife and kids. And he's going to go hang out with them for like religiously a couple months. And finally, Giselle's going to be like, all right, I'm getting sick of this. Like, I missed you playing football. Like, it's too much of you now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, go back and go get him. That's just what I'm dreaming.
That's what you're dreaming. Yeah. I think just to his competitive nature, and it's not like he lost a step this year. You know what I mean? It's not like he didn't have an amazing season.
Pat McAfee said it on his podcast. He's like, there's a thing when you're that good and you retire at you know, you weren't struggling. And then the next year you're watching football and you're like, dude, I'm better than that guy. I'm better than that guy.
Exactly.
And he can say that about a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just tough. So
at this point for Brady, it's more of just a time thing. It's like, okay, if he does want to spend more time with the family, then yeah, football is going to get in the way of that because he is committed, you know, for those however many months out of the year, more than half the year, if really the whole year, because it's not just during the season. That's the vast majority of it. But I think he's coming back. I think you're right. It is what you said, Hunter, maybe not so much sick of his wife and his kids, but it may be that draw.
No, she's getting sick of him.
Oh, she's getting sick of him.
Yeah, that's how it's going to go.
Giselle is like, okay, let's be honest.
She's like, I'm done. This is too much.
This worked well when you were gone more and only got to see you on, you know, every once in a while. But now that you're here all the time, you realize I don't really like you that much.
Go back and play some football. Hey.
He's just sitting there in the den polishing
his rings.
Enough
about Tom. We're done with Tom. Jesus. Guy's retired. We're done talking.
Now he's coming back.
Moving on. Los Angeles. I got one quick story here. Los Angeles Rams haven't been the Super Bowl champs for 48 hours, but people are already looking ahead to next season. ESPN just posted its power rankings 2022. Kansas City Chiefs at number one. Bills at number two. The Rams at number three. They followed by the Green Bay Packers at number four. And the Super Bowl losers, the Bengals, at number five. That's interesting.
I don't agree with that.
It's because they like piss the Chiefs off. And you're like, you don't want to piss the Chiefs off. We're going to come back with a vengeance next year. But, dude, yeah, like Buffalo number two.
Buffalo was good. And you think about it.
Rams at number and Green Bay at number four when Aaron hasn't said I'm playing in Green Bay. Has he?
No, here's what you got to understand with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. They are literally going to move mountain and sky and everything to keep him. That's what's going to happen. They are going to max that salary cap.
You can see it in LaFleur's face, dude, every press conference. I'm trying.
Because I'm
giving him everything.
There is a window with Brady. If Brady stays gone, there's a window right now. That's one less chess piece you got to move in this to get to the big game. And everyone understands that. And they've done great against all the other teams. I mean, there's been some struggles. I don't know if I agree with Kansas City being the number one pick, though. Because look at the Bills. The Bills only lost because of a coin flip.
Right.
Well, I should not just that, but it could have been way. All that had to do, the coin had to be flipped the other way, and I bet you the Bills would be the number one.
Bills would have been. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not wrong there. That's just interesting. You know what? Experts. What are you talking about, experts? It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, you guys know that anything can happen.
And again, like you said, it's 48 hours after the Super Bowl. And we're all like, no.
I know who's playing for which team.
Chiefs got it next year. Chiefs got it. They got it.
Place your bets now.
Put it in now. This is how you get real. I'm putting my money on the Lions right now. That's what, 500 to 1 odds. That's what I'm doing.
You're going to lose. All right, there's sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 724 Brock Hunter.
Yeah. What's up?
Let's do it, sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're bored because there's no sports, at least you got something to drink. That's good.
Dude, that was a sad thing. At the end of the Super Bowl, I'm just like, dude, that's it. That's it for quite a while, I guess.
I mean, we got like 9 million baseball games we could watch if you want to do that. So,
yeah. Okay, start getting into baseball, you know? Hey, real quick, you want to say something?
So, Chris, Harry, and I, after you and I kind of made our bets, which I don't even remember the bets we made for the Super Bowl. Anyway, Chris, of course, called me and was like, all right, I got a bet for you, blah, blah, blah. Doing what Chris does, you know, and I love it. I mean this all with love, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
The whole bet was, you know, you pick your team, I pick my team. If we're right, we're wrong, whatever. He'd wear a Packer jersey. I'd wear a Lions jersey. So he messaged me, said, when do you want to wear that Lions jersey? You have the pick of Calvin Johnson and Stafford. I'm not wearing the Lions jersey, buddy. I'm sorry. It's just, we never.
Hey, what'd you pick? You picked the Bengals, huh?
I picked the Rams. Wait. What was the bet? I picked the Rams, right? Yeah.
I mean, you picked the Rams against me? Unless you picked the Bengals against them.
No, I wouldn't have done it. I kept with it, so I can't remember what the bet was. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm not.
I'd love to see even a Lions jersey.
It would be a cold day in hell before I put a Lions jersey on. And besides, Chris, we never shook on it, so I'm not wearing it.
Is that guy? He's like, come on, bro. Put the damn jersey on and take a picture.
Didn't shake on it. No. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Suck it, Chris.
I hope Rodgers goes to Detroit.
I will wear it then. He said, no, you didn't pick the Rams. Yes, I did. I didn't switch it up. I picked the Rams. The Rams.
See, with Brock, hey, Chris, with Brock, you got to get that on video. You got to have a witness. Yep.
Suck it, Chris. Down. Yeah. All right. Anyway, go on. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Gambling. Do some gambling. So you think you had a bad day on Sunday because you lost a few bucks, huh? Clickety-clack. Remember that guy, Jim Mattress McInvale?
Oh, yeah.
He's the Houston furniture owner, a store owner who placed a couple $4.5 million bets on the Bengals to win.
It's a lot of cheese.
That'll work out for you. Yeah, he tied it to a promotion at his store, promising full refunds to anybody who purchased $3,000 of furniture before Super Bowl Sunday if Cincinnati won. The Bengals, of course, did not win, so his customers are stuck with the bill. He says, in quote, "The biggest thing I'm disappointed with is the fact that my customers didn't get free furniture." I don't think he's lying there, but all right. Listen to this, though. Although we lost $9 million on the game, it's unbelievable, the promotion was a huge success, netting him about $20 million in sales.
Unbelievable.
Dude, this guy's got to figure it out. No matter what happens, he's ahead.
So I was doing a little bit of math when you read this story last hour. And so, $20 million in furniture. Uh-huh. That seems insane. At $3,000 a crack, really, and I rounded up. I said probably $5,000. Let's say the average was $5,000 because you buy the couch, you got to buy the ottoman, you got to buy the whatever. So let's say you need a bunch of new stuff, $5,000 worth of furniture. Good deal. Not bad. Hey, we could get this for free if the bet is right. But you only need 4,000 people to get that $20 million.
That's crazy,
right? Isn't that nuts? Right? I think I did the math right. I feel like I did, but anyway.
You think like other furniture store owners are kind of looking at this like, wait a second, how is this guy betting so much money every game? And he's lost a bunch of them, or two or three of them.
So did he lose nine or did he win two? That's what you got to look at, right?
Also, here's what he came out $11 million on top.
Oh, that's so right, because he made a $9 million. You're right, $9 million bet. That's right.
He lost $9 million on the game, but because of the whole sale.
He really made, So did he lose 9 million. Or win 11? That's what it is. It's the same thing like when I do Keno. Did I lose 20 or did I win 2? That's what I look at, you know?
Well, here, it's simple. How much money did you walk in with and how much
That's not right. That's not how you look at gambling.
Pretty simple.
That's not how you look at gambling.
You really got to explain that to grandma. She doesn't get that part of gambling.
Clickety-clack, let it ride.
Here goes your college tuition. All right. Next up, Tom Brady for some reason. In the closing minutes of Tampa Bay's playoff loss to the Rams last month, Brady threw a touchdown pass to Mike Evans. Evans then gave the ball to a lucky fan in the stands. Listen to this. As long as Brady doesn't change his mind and return to the NFL, that ball, that final touchdown pass of Brady's remarkable career, well, lucky fan who got the ball has come forward. He's now putting that ball up for auction. Experts say starting at $1 million. Boom. Which you brought up a good point last hour. You're like, dude, why would you do it right away? It could probably increase in value over time.
But you brought up a good point saying, but if Brady comes back, then it's worth
nothing. Throws another ball.
Then it's worth nothing. Then it's worth, I mean, it should say worth nothing, but it ain't worth $1 million. No, I think.
You get rid of it.
I err on the side of caution and get while the getting's good, because to me, if I was a betting man, I would throw some money down on Brady coming back. I would. And so, it may be worth even more, but if you could still cash in on $1 million, because you said experts say at least $1 million, right?
This says around $1 million, so give or take, I guess.
There might be, maybe.
Here's the thing. This is what you do with that guy. You find Tom Brady, and you have him sign that ball.
Then at least you could get something there, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's going to up the value of that ball immensely.
Yeah. So,
but now, dude, could you imagine getting that ball?
You're going to have to, you're going to swallow it either way. You're going to take it on the chin. Now, I'd rather take $1 million on the chin, but if you think about it, let's say you do sell it now and then he does retire and then the price immediately goes up to, you know, $15 million. You know what I mean? Like, that would suck, but a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Is that the old saying, right? So I wouldn't mind.
What was the old Michael Jordan one where it was one of the finals, one of the important final games, and somebody like dove into a trash can that he spit his gum in?
Yeah, he spit.
Got the piece of gum and put it on eBay, and the guy ended up making it.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
I'm sorry. That's disgusting. I
love
money,
but yeah. People. Yeah. I wonder how much Holyfield's ear was worth. Did that get spit into the audience?
Didn't it? I think he has it back. Didn't he get it back?
Did he get it back?
I think a janitor found it there.
Sweeping up in there.
Chews on it like, oh, what's this?
Is that bacon? All right, last story here. Rams haven't been Super Bowl champs for more than 48 hours, but people are already looking ahead to next season. ESPN posted its power rankings 2022, which is stupid in my opinion, but here's what they are. Kansas City Chiefs, number one. Buffalo Bills at number two. The Rams at number three, followed by the Packers at number four. And the Super Bowl losers, the Bengals, at number five. At this point, I mean, come on.
It's too early. Like,
who's playing for which team.
This is what sports has to do at this time when it's really slow, is they just have to speculate. I don't agree with that rating. I don't.
I mean, it's really, even during the season, when you know what they did last week, you still really don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. It's any given Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. It's professional football.
Yep.
Everybody out there is good. You know?
Yep.
So.
Anything else?
Anyway, I think it's done. There you go. That's your sports this morning. I got nothing else.
Hey, that was pretty good for the day or 2 days after the Super Bowl when there's nothing going on.
I do have a USFL. So the NFL season's over. USFL. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. Yeah, the United States Football League.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't heard much about that. Anyway. They're going to be starting up, man. Jeff Fisher, you know that guy?
Yeah.
He's famous for going 7-9, giving speeches about going 7-9.
Yeah, sure.
USFL given a chance to redeem himself as the head coach of the Michigan Panthers.
Ooh, Michigan.
Where do they play out of? Where do the Michigan Panthers play out of?
I think Ann Arbor area.
Do they?
Something like that. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Huh. We'll be talking about the USFL coming up.
That means you and I got a chance to make it to the big leagues, buddy boy. As towel boys. Yeah, we're not starting for sure. Anyway, why don't we talk more about that tomorrow? Let's wrap it up for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.